The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. The summer is here. It's hot. Stay cool out there, people. And if you want to, head down to the shoreline. Brian and company was out in Old Lyme, the Florence Griswold Museum. We were darting across Connecticut, and we ended up in Old Lyme at the Florence Griswold Museum. Beautiful place. So if you're looking for something to do, there's some excellent information that Brian got out of Emily Clark. She's the marketing director of the museum. And then he also talked to Dee and Jen Valls of the carousel in the Soundview section of Old Lyme. The museum itself is amazing. The property that it stands on is now back to full size when Florence Griswold was there. And Brian and Emily get into a little bit of that right here.
It had been split up sort of over time when Miss Florence in her lifetime sort of lost pieces of the property for financial reasons.
She had to sell off slices.
Slices sort of to make a go of it. And so there's a house in the back of the property that another family built. And things of that nature. But just a few years ago, actually, we bought back the last piece of the property, and it's just over 12 acres.
Oh, wow.
And so this is exactly the footprint that it would have been in her lifetime.
I have so many questions. Well, first of all, obviously it was known that this place would be a piece of history as she advanced later in life. But to be able to make those acquisitions, and the museum itself in the back looks
right.
Like that's a museum. Like that's not just like a little barn where you go see a few pictures. I mean, it's legitimate.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool that they were able to get that land back and bring it back to its former glory and beautiful estate that it now is. And Brian asked Emily one of the things, who was Florence Griswold and how did this location in particular on the coastline of Connecticut, like how did it become the center and part of the American Art Impressionist movement?
So Miss Florence Griswold was born on Christmas Day in 1850. So as you can imagine, we really go all out for Christmas around here. and she passed away in 1937. So she was the daughter of a ship captain. And that is really how the family was able to afford such a beautiful a mansion, really, on such a prominent street in the town. And over time, the house had a couple of different lives as the shipping trade kind of came and went, and they just did not have the funds anymore to keep it up. So
they went from a wealthy family to a land rich, cash poor kind of family, right?
Yeah, that's sort of something like that. And so they still had this beautiful estate, and they opened it as a girls' school and, a couple of other things. But in time, after Miss Florence was really the only one left and she was unmarried, it was later in life, around 1899, that an artist came knocking on her door. And he said, I love your property. It's so beautiful. It's really well located between Boston and New York and has a lot of, accessibility. I'm an artist, and can my artist friends and I come and paint this beautiful property? A lot of them had ties to French art colonies. I know you were talking earlier this morning about
France.
Having just been to France. And some of them had visited Giverny and some of these other beautiful spots. And they were really inspired by that and said, why couldn't we do this back home? And we want to have this sort of same environment and atmosphere. And so they came and built it right here.
That's incredible. And so And the one part of the museum I read, and then you tell me if it's true or still true, is that people who visited, artists would paint, like, literally on the house, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Tell me about that.
So it's sort of a living museum in that sense. We of course, have paintings and furnishings and historic period rooms in the house, but the house itself is a work of art. It's in the dining room especially, and then on the walls and door panels, the artists were encouraged and sort of egged on by their fellow artists to paint right on the walls. And the dining room is unlike any other room in America. It's, you walk inside and you see these pieces that you're never going to see anywhere else. They don't travel. They don't come off the walls. They don't move. So it really is, you have to come here and experience it.
That's incredible. And, you know, in term, we're talking with Emily Clark, who's the marketing coordinator here at the Florence Griswold Museum.
So one of the other things, the museum is a place to learn, like, you know, all museums. But the history of Florence Griswold and the arts in the Americas, one of the things is the learning portion of it. And then to carry on that tradition of the past, it was also important to Florence Griswold. And they are continuing to do that to this day with different activities and events going on.
Very much. I mean, just in probably about an hour or so, you're going to start seeing our Garden Gang volunteers arrive. It's a wonderful group that
they help with the landscaping.
They do. So every Friday morning during the warm season, we have a great group of mostly ladies, but a couple gents who come and tend our gardens, and they are managed by a staff member. Her name is Linda Turner. She's our gardens coordinator, and they really maintain the gardens with very, you know, diligent love and care. It was an important part of the property in Miss Florence's lifetime as well. She was a gardener, and the artists were really inspired by that part of the landscape. You'll see paintings in our exhibitions of the peonies in the garden and the, you know, the apple orchard, the trees and the flowering trees. And so
what about all those tables and all the markers and stuff in that room that looks like it's like an art room that's never been cleaned up? You know, like there's so much in there.
You've hit us right in the middle of summer camp season.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, so today's the last day of one of our camps, but we do them all summer long. And that is our education center. So we have a great education staff that does programming all around, all year round. And we do programming for adults, for kids, for, you know, all ages.
So that was some great stuff with Brian and Emily. And, you know, if people want more information, you know, Emily, how can we learn about that, Emily?
Tuesday through Sunday, we're just closed on Mondays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can visit the grounds and the whole property. And your admission is for everything. So you see the historic house, the exhibitions. And if you don't want to go inside the buildings, we also encourage you to just come and enjoy the beautiful grounds and walking trails. We have about 3/4 of a mile of a walking trail around the property as well that sort of goes all the way around in front of the house, through the gardens, and then down to a riverfront that we have, the Lieutenant River at the back of the property.
Nice.
So it's beautiful. You should get down there. The grounds are beautiful. There's Lieutenant River and the cove right behind the museum. You can stay and just explore. It's a museum, but it's a learning museum. Get out there, enjoy these places that are going on right here. And while you're there, you know, it's summer, get a little hot. Maybe you want a little ice cream. So we can head over to the carousel. Dee and Jen of the Carousel in the Soundview section of town get into what they're doing at the Carousel and just the Soundview section of town in general.
Dee, the matriarch, and did you go by Jen or Jennifer?
Jen.
Jen, and obviously the Carousel Shop is your business. It's in now, I love how these tiny towns have sections, right? So, like, not only are there a couple of limes, but within Old Lyme, there's a couple of sections, and you're in the Soundview Beach section.
Yes.
How big is that section?
Three streets.
Three streets. I take it it's right on the Sound. You can at least see the Sound. Is that what?
Absolutely. It's the best beach in Connecticut.
I didn't know. And is that where the public beach is?
It is. Yeah.
Yes.
So there's private beaches all around it, but the three streets of Soundview are public.
Right. And where are you guys located relative to the beach?
About 500 feet from the beach. We have a carousel shop. We have a clothing shop, and we have a marvelous 1925 Allen Herschel carousel that runs every night from 7 to 9 all through the summer.
So you might be wondering, I was wondering, he asked him this, you know, how does an adventure, like how do you just, we're going to buy a carousel, like how does that come up?
Well, it's quite a experience. Jennifer was 2 months old, and Jerry, my husband, decided she needed a carousel. And we came down here and bought it. And then 2 weeks later, we bought the store. And we've been here ever since. This is our 36th year.
So you eat meatloaf on a Tuesday, and you say you want to do this, and you're like, are you bleeping crazy? Or you're just like, let's do it.
I would say we were believing crazy.
But it's worked out.
Yeah. It's worked out. It's worked out. The first few years were a little rocky, but we hung in there.
We're talking with Dee Vowles and her daughter, Jennifer, and Jerry's in the background helping out with the grandkids. And so you have the carousel. And that runs you
seven to nine.
Seven to nine.
Yep.
And anyone can go on it in the shop. So you have ice cream. What else do you guys have?
Typical beach store, tubes and rafts, suntan lotion, anything you really need for the beach. And then we expanded to another building that was available, and we made it a clothing and gift shop. But Soundview Beach has other things. We have Vaquitos, which is a...
Lemon ice,
and we have an arcade.
Wait, that's other businesses?
Other businesses. Yeah. So Soundview Beach is just the place to come.
If you get big and crowded, and then, I don't know, like there's something about, has it stayed quaint?
I think so. I mean, everybody knows us. You know, everybody knew when I got married, when I had my kids, like it was just a big family affair. Everybody knows everybody down there.
Is your husband, I hope, into the carousel life?
He's not really into the carousel life, but he's very supportive.
But he's been the carousel man a number of times.
Yeah. So
he's had to step in and take care
absolutely.
Of business.
Yeah. And everybody knows everybody. You know, the arcade, we know that family and Kokomo's and... actually, I met my husband at the snack bar, which was two doors down.
He came up for some ice cream?
Yeah, we would swap for ice cream for chicken fingers, and that's how we met. And so now that's the Salty Monkey, and that's two doors down. And so, you know, we're just trying to keep all the businesses alive down there.
Things are going okay?
Things are going fine. We really are, I think... experiencing just nothing but success. So we're really happy about that.
A couple of things I want to know. What ice cream flavors are moving? Because you know what's moving.
My favorite is coconut almond bar. But I would say.
I don't know. I mean, the classics like cookie dough and cake batter and salted caramel chocolate pretzel is a favorite.
What? Really?
Yeah.
And chocolate, soft serve.
Yeah, soft serve. I mean,
twist.
I think last night I made 50 milkshakes. It's just that's the spot to come for ice cream for sure.
A day like today, it's going to be nuts, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
We hope so. Yeah. Okay, we want to make sure you each get a hap. This
is I love it.
Soundview Beach, one for you, one for you.
By the way, Gene had the same thing with Black Hall Outfitters. Like, people's hat games have gotten better.
Yeah, you
like,
have
you,
to.
You, because like it's. You can make a crappy hat, and you can maybe make a little more money, but you make a nice hat.
Yeah.
People are going to wear it. And this already has this sort of slightly kind of, almost like it's been worn a little bit, but it hasn't kind of look, and I love it. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I wish, so it's the carousel shop, and again, there's the carousel from 7 to 9.
Right.
And then there's
the shops on
9:30. Ice cream and the clothes, and you can get a tube and a noodle, whatever you want, some sunscreen if you run out.
Yep.
Well, thank you. I'd like to say thank you to Brian Shackman and Darting Across Connecticut this week. We were in Old Lyme. Stay tuned for the morning show. We're going to be continuing the trek and the adventures across Connecticut, finding different things to do. This past week was at the Florence Griswold Museum, and I'd like to thank Emily Clark and everyone down there that made it possible. Cheryl and just the first select woman, everyone came out and support us. It was a great day. Dee, Jen, the carousel is a wonderful place. There's so many things to do down there. So get in the car, adventure out, because there's great things like this right here at Home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.